Page 48. The downside of staying connected. The habit of looking down at your smartphone or tablet could be hurting you. The next time you're riding a subway or bus, pay attention to your fellow passengers. Chances are you'll see plenty of them with their heads down, tapping the screens of their tablets or texting on their smartphones. While these folks may be making good use of their time by staying connected, their bodies are paying a heavy price for such convenience. As handheld devices such as smartphones and tablets are becoming more common, users are reporting some new physical problems. Florida chiropractor Dean Fishman began noticing an increased number of his patients complaining of neck and shoulder pain. He traced these symptoms to the overuse of handheld devices, specifically the action of bending the neck, and coined the term text neck. As if the painful symptoms weren't bad enough, Fishman warns that an untreated case of text neck could lead to permanent spinal damage. He founded the Text Neck Institute in an effort to treat and educate those suffering from text neck. Treatments offered there include chiropractic care, physical therapy, massage therapy, and exercise planning. Ways to prevent text neck. In order to avoid or reduce the possibility of getting text neck, use the following basic ergonomic principles. Avoid awkward positioning. Don't strain your neck and stay aware of how your body is positioned in relation to the device. Take frequent breaks when using any kind of mobile device. Many doctors recommend that users change their position every 15 minutes. When using a tablet, use a case that can prop up the device at a comfortable viewing angle. There's an app for that. For those who simply can't take their eyes off of their devices, there is an ironic twist. Downloading a special app could help. Dr. Fishman has released an app called the Text Neck Indicator app, which measures the angle of your smartphone. When the angle is appropriate, a green light appears in the upper corner of your screen. But when the angle puts you at risk for neck strain, the light turns red, triggering you to adjust your angle. So, go ahead and stay connected, but don't let your body or your neck stay in one position for too long. Word bank. Downside. One of the downsides of living in a big city is facing heavy traffic every day. Symptom. When Stan had the flu, his symptoms included a fever and stomach pain. Spinal. Lucy suffered a spinal injury when she fell off of a ladder. Massage. After a long day at work, Jack likes to sit in his massage chair. Strain. Tony's seat was so far from the stage that he had to strain his neck to see the singer. Prop something up. Margie likes to prop her head up with a pillow when she's lying on the sofa watching TV. Ironic. Because Mr. Masters himself arrived late, his students found it ironic that he punished them for being late. Indicator. Many cars have indicators that tell drivers when it's time to add gas. More information. Chiropractor. Chiropractic. Ergonomic. Talk about it. Are you in the habit of looking down at your smartphone or tablet for a long period of time? Do you have any symptoms of text neck? Would you download the Text Neck Indicator app? Why or why not? Have you ever downloaded a health-related app? Describe it.